It's time to open a thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, here with you every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world online at classicalwscs.org. Now, Radio Thrift Shop features a flexible format, and it's an homage to the underground era of broadcasts from the 1960s and 70s that I grew up listening to. Often there are themes to the program, and this evening we're going to be listening to Forgotten 45's The Soul Music Edition.
Make up your mind. Make up your mind.
Have you decided who do you want?
And it is soul time here on the Radio Thrift Shop, listening to Forgotten 45's The Soul Music Edition. That was Shirley Ellis with Soul Time, and before that, the Esquires with Now Get Ready. And we started off from Golden State Records, San Francisco's TKO and Make Up Your Mind. Well, I hope you'll make up your mind to stay with us here on Homegrown Homemade Radio. It's the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, digging into the soul crates.
Exploring science in the sea. When a hurricane heads ashore, everything in its path is in danger. But not everything suffers the same fate. One house may be blown away, while the one next door suffers little damage. And the same thing happens offshore. Some seagrass beds may be wiped out, for example, while others are left pretty much unscathed. Researchers at the University of Texas Marine Science Institute studied what happened to seagrass beds when Hurricane Harvey roared ashore in Texas in 2017. Seagrasses with wide blades and deep roots, such as turtle grass, are thought to be more resistant to storm damage. But the researchers found that the storm obliterated about a third of the beds of turtle grass, a large, slow-growing species. Beds of shoal grass, a smaller, faster-growing species, weren't damaged nearly as badly. The researchers compared what happened with Harvey to observations of beds after other hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico and Caribbean Sea. And they found that Harvey was the only storm to inflict major damage on beds of turtle grass. It turns out that blades of turtle grass in Texas are about half as wide as their cousins elsewhere in the Gulf and the Caribbean. So the difference in survival of seagrasses in different regions may be the result of the structure of the plants themselves. The researchers are trying to understand why turtle grass in Texas has narrower blades. Such information is important as scientists continue to learn about how hurricanes affect life along the coast. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. We're on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Take a back seat. Keep the crew right there.
from Miami, that's the Rising Sun with the Miami Bump. And before that, the Four Larks, Groovin' at the Go-Go. Well, I hope you're grooving with us here at the Thrift Shop. We got the turntable cranked up, listening to some old 45s from the DJ crates here in the bargain basement. And for a little change of pace, we're going to put the 45s aside for a few minutes and listen to some excerpts from a live concert of the band Kingfish, recorded on February 7th, 1976 at Winterland in San Francisco. Kingfish was Matt Kelly on harmonica, guitar, and vocals, Robbie Houdinot on lead guitar, Bob Weir on rhythm guitar from the Grateful Dead, Dave Torbert on bass, and Chris Harold on drums. This is Kingfish, recorded live at the Winterland, February 7th, 1976, Jump for Joy and Hypnotize. Thank you.
see the moon shining in your eyes, hypnotized. Hypnotized. Yeah, hypnotized. Hey girl, what's on your mind? Oh, I wanna love you all. Tell me, mama, what you want me to do. Make love and sing a song.
Two great tunes recorded live. Two great tunes recorded live on February 7th, 1976 at the Winterland. Kingfish, Jump for Joy, and Hypnotize. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. We shall return to the Soul 45s right after this.
Nature often inspires scientists and engineers to come up with new ideas, but that's just the beginning of a collaborative process. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Looking at nature is a great way of looking at the results of evolution, which have solved problems or just generated structures or configurations that are completely different than we might have thought of before.
William Devenport is a professor of engineering at Virginia Tech. Working with colleagues at the University of Cambridge and elsewhere, he's been trying to develop a quieter air turbine blade inspired by the structure of an owl's wing. In the dynamics of the group, they've been able to turn any misunderstandings and miscommunications to their advantage.
I think one reason that new ideas come out of collaborations is actually because communication is imperfect. Because we don't completely understand what another person means when they're talking about it. So we misinterpret it in a little way, we misunderstand in a little way, but that's also a way of creating a new idea. Then that new created idea is then communicated back, and the other people then pick up on that in a slightly different way. And I think all of that perturbation to the original concept is what makes valuable ideas. Collaboration is a really nice thing about science, this interchange, this generosity of ideas. I think it's actually something that is kind of structurally built into universities. So as a professor, I have graduate students and I mentor them and I advise them and I interact with them. It's the combination of me and them that gets these ideas. So the whole way that the apprenticeship of a student works in a university brings out new ideas like this.
A quieter wind turbine blade is still in development, but the collaborative process has led to many successful wind tunnel trials. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
You found the dusty grooves here at the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
something I could never do. It's hard to take life's fun and games with pleasure after truth is found, yeah, yeah. But the saddest thing I've come to realize, baby, is I need you and you're not around. If love would bring you happiness, you'd never have to try and get if someone holds true love. The places I'd someday like to be, yeah. It wouldn't really matter where I was, baby, as long as you were there with me. I'm trying to express an emotion, want you to know just how I feel, yeah. But love would bring you happiness.
Three pieces with If Only I Could Prove to You. And before that, on the Veep label, the Star Treks, Gonna Need Magic from a promo 45. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Soul Music Edition of the Forgotten 45 show on the Radio Thrift Shop. We'll be right back. The Three Shades of Soul with Smooth Sailing. Before that, something fairly new from the Scone Cash Players and the Algiers Connection, released in Russia on Spasibo Records.
Thank you.
Tommy Neal with Go Into a Happening, and before that, Julius Brockington, 49 Reasons. Well, there are 49 reasons why you could be listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and you have been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and I want to say thank you very much for tuning in. The programs are archived on radioforall.net. That's radio, the number for all.net. We have a group on Facebook. It's called Free Radio Skybird. So please check that out. And until next week here at WSCS. By the way, I'm celebrating 22 years on the airwaves. So it's just been fantastic to be part of this radio station. So until next week, remember, take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love. And keep listening to the radio.